Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend. Along with my coach, Macaulay Matthew, I'm, of course, Wayne Ramon. What's up, Mac? How you doing?
Hey, what's up? How's it going?
Ain't nothing much, man. A big day in sports, man. You know, a lot to talk about. You know, we're going to talk about the Final Four that went down on Saturday night. We'll give you the results of what's going down and preview the NCAA tournament coming up on Monday. We'll also talk about the Hall of Fame, the WWE Hall of Fame that just went down momentarily on the WWE Network. We'll also preview WrestleMania and what's going to go down at the grandest stage of them all in professional wrestling. We'll talk about, you know, the Mets and the Yankees starting their seasons this week, you know, and also talk about what's going on in the NBA with the Knicks, the Warriors, the Celtics ending the Warriors streak recently, and much, much more. And we'll even talk about The Walking Dead's season finale, non-spoiler edition, but you know, we'll preview that as well, which is, you know, that's also going to go down later tonight as well. And you know, of course, most importantly, I know you all know the number, and of course, you know the number is
917-388-4189.
So feel free to share your thoughts and everything else. Thank you for listening. And with that further ado, let's talk a little bit about the NCAA tournament. And basically, you know, Buddy Held's, you know, dream ride to the being a national champion, it ended in the most unforeseen fashion. You know, Buddy Held and his Oklahoma Sooners were blown out by the Villanova Wildcats by the final score of 95-51. Yeah, and as a result, the Wildcats will be facing the North Carolina Tar Heels after they ousted the Syracuse Orange by the final score 83-66. So Carmelo Anthony's former alma mater, you know, their run, you know, ends tonight as well, or late Saturday night, I should say, much to the chagrin of the legendary head coach Jim Boeheim. So, as a result, you will have Villanova going head to head with the, you know, UNC Tar Heels on Monday night.
And yeah, number two versus number one seed.
Oh, repeat that. I'm sorry. I didn't hear what you said.
Yeah, number two versus number one seed in the championship game.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about that. It's going to be a huge game, you know.
Oh, yeah.
UNC, they're going to try to win, I believe, their sixth NCAA championship.
I think so.
Yeah, so... Oh, what were you going to say? I apologize.
Well, the Villanova win today, they're saying that was the 44 points in the Final Four, then the Final Four win, is the largest win in Final Four history.
Oh,
so
yeah.
No team has ever beaten a team by that much.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't even close. I mean...
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah, that definitely goes without saying. But like you said, history was made on Saturday night,
mm-hmm.
And unfortunately for the Sooners and their fans, you know, their ride, their impressive run ends on Saturday night.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with? Do you know how Buddy had his first name?
No. How did he get that name?
Apparently, I heard his mother was a huge fan of Married with Children, so he's basically named after Bundy.
Really?
That's what I heard.
Wow.
I love a lot of sitcoms. Married with Children is my favorite one as well, but I wouldn't give my kids after any of the characters.
Yeah, wow.
That was an interesting take on the name.
Yeah, wow. I didn't know that.
And you know what this show is all about. You know, we're here to entertain and to inform people. So I'm glad to enlighten you. But any case, yeah, man, the Monday night, it's gonna be huge.
Oh yeah, both teams are good. They're well coached. They've been playing great basketball throughout this tournament. I think UNC is gonna win it. You know. Although UNC, they said, has the easiest schedule out of all the teams in this tournament. And they've also, well, they have the easiest schedule since UNLV won it all in 1990, they're saying. So, but this matchup against Villanova is going to be tough. I mean, Villanova just won by 44 points. So, you know, they're going to be tough to beat.
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, I think UNC is gonna win it. You know. You know, they got Roy Williams, you know, at the helm. You know, he knows how to win.
Mm-hmm.
I think he'll get them, you know, a title.
Yeah. You know, it could happen. You know, it's gonna be a great game.
Yeah, I mean, I would be totally shocked if they put a similar Villanova puts a similar performance on them, you know, like they did on Oklahoma. I'd be totally shocked about that.
No, I don't think it's gonna be. You know,
I doubt it.
Neither team's gonna blow out, you know, either one. So.
Yeah. It should be a close game, as we assumed, you know, the Villanova, you know, Oklahoma, you know, Sooners game.
Yeah.
But definitely be interesting to see what goes down.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And speaking of interesting, speaking of championships, man, tonight, something I've been waiting for. And I'm talking about Mets versus Orioles. I've been waiting since Game 5 in November. I believe it was November 1st, the last day when the Orioles embarrassed my New York Mets. Let me repeat that again. Let me repeat that again so all the Met haters can rejoice. That was the day that the Orioles embarrassed the Mets at Citi Field. One of the might be the worst moment. This tops Carlos Beltran, you know, get caught looking. Strike three in the NLCS in 06. We were there at Citi Field, man. That whole World Series, the Royals outplayed us. We had the Mets had the lead in basically every game except for that game when Johnny Cueto in game two, you know, it was like. Other than that, all the other games we had the lead, and you know, unfortunately, the bullpen blew it.
Yeah.
You know, most notably, you know, Familia, who had a great season. He was unhittable for 3 months. Literally, I don't think he blew a save since he blew a save against Justin Upton in that infamous rain delay. You know, before the whole Cespedes impact of the team took place. So yeah, he was perfect, but fortunately the Mets they didn't put him in any situation to succeed. I mean, I give him all the blame game one. You know, he shouldn't have thrown that stupid quick pitch, which was successful for him all year long up until that point. But basically it was like Alex Rodriguez versus El Duque, I think it was in 2005. He kept throwing that how do you call that pitch? Efficient pitch or something like that? That slow curveball, like 59 miles per hour. He threw A-Rod one. A-Rod was caught looking, I think. A-Rod was laughing. Then the very next pitch, A-Rod took him deep. And that's basically what happened. Apparently, somebody on the Royals warned Alex Gordon, you know, about the quick pitch. And sure enough, it's in the history books. You know, they tied the game, and Royals would win in extra innings, and you know that would basically bookmark, you know, the Royals' dominance on the Mets this past World Series in 2005. And now, for the first time in history, the Royals, the World Series champions, will go head to head against the National League champions, the New York Mets, in a regular season game. Two teams who battle each other in the World Series are facing each other in a regular season game to start the season. I mean, that's just mind-blowing. And the Mets, man, they're in a lose-lose situation no matter how you look at it. Before October, if they sweep the Royals Sunday night and Tuesday afternoon, it'll be great. Standing-wise, you know, Mets need to get on a hot run for 2016. The pressure's on them, you know, to try to get back to like how the Royals got back to the World Series this past year and win it. So Mets are going to try to take their blueprint, the Royals that used on the Mets, winning on their 30th anniversary, and Mets are going to do the same on their 30th anniversary this year. So like I was saying, Mets are in a lose-lose situation. They sweep the series against the Royals. It'll be awesome, but unfortunately, it won't erase the stench of what happened, how the Royals just dominated us on the base paths, defensively, defensive-wise, and all the other categories, offense, pitching, you name it. They just outplayed us, you know. And if Mets lose both games, the media is going to be criticizing them. You know, the fans, some of us fans are going to be in Panic City like we were, you know, prior to the Cespedes trade. If they split the season, I mean, Mets would have to rebound against the Phillies anyway, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, bottom line is, the only way the Mets can redeem themselves, and yeah, they had a magical run up until the World Series, thanks to Daniel Murphy, who's now a national now, and the impressive young pitching the Mets had, you know, and Harvey, Syndergaard, the rookie Mets from last year, DeGrom, and of course the wily veteran Bartolo Colon, you know, starting and coming out of the bullpen in the playoffs. You know, the Mets need to win the World Series to right the embarrassment that the Royals did to the Mets. I mean, they exposed the Mets badly. I mean, I'm still getting nightmares from it. But
yeah.
Now it's time for the Mets to put up or shut up. And it's time to go to Kansas City tonight, see the Royals hoist their banner, rubbing in our face. And then afterwards, Tuesday, the Royals are going to finally hand the rings. Normally, the team who wins the championship, they hoist the banner and they get the rings on the same day. Nope. The Royals' reasoning is because they want all their fans, the Royal fans, to see it on their TV, on their network, their local network. So that's why they're going to wait for the championship, you know, wait till Tuesday to bring them the championship, so to ensure that all their fans will be able to watch it. So as a result, Mets will have to drink bitter water and eating humble pie, watching the Royals celebrate and rub it in their face. And if that's not bad enough, there was rumors earlier this week saying that the Royals might seek retaliation because of Syndergaard trying to, you know, throwing up high, you know, to, you know, as a warning to Escobar and all the other Royals that they're going to pitch inside, even though
really?
It wasn't Syndergaard's intent to hit him.
Wow.
But my take is, like the Mets and the Royals admitted, they don't think there'll be retaliation because, like the Royals said, and like I was saying before they said that, the Royals got their retaliation. You know what that retaliation was?
Well,
they won the World Series.
Yeah.
They flat out won the World Series.
They
outplayed us in every category late in the game, and that's when it counts. You know
that's
what
true.
I mean? The Mets were like the Knicks in the first three quarters, and the Mets were like the Knicks in the fourth quarter. The in the beginning of the game, the Mets for the most part dominated the Royals in the series. When the Royals got the lead, they came back. When Mets had the lead, you know, they held on to late innings, and then the bullpen gave it up, and the Royals when they counted. Ninth inning, or in the Knicks' case, the fourth quarter, when they need to, that's when you need to be your best. That's when my two favorite teams implode, and as a result, they are champions. They haven't won a championship in decades. So hopefully, well, I know we'll get to the Knicks momentarily, but the Mets have to do all their best to end their 30-year drought, and we'll see in October where the Mets will be in the future. But with that said, what's your thoughts on the Yankees' upcoming season?
I'm looking forward to it. You know, we got that closer from the Reds, right?
Chapman.
Chapman, he's going to be suspended because of domestic incident, which is why the Reds trading him. So he's gonna miss, you know, part of the season, but he'll be back midway through the season, I guess. Right now, Yankees have a situation with Andrew Miller, who hurt himself in the last week, so he might start the season on the DL. So might have to have Betances close games. So that's the concern with the Yankees right now. Other than that, I'm curious to see how the offense, you know, because the offense pretty much disappeared late in the season, you know. I mean, you had A-Rod, you know, who, you know, hit 30 home runs last year, was productive. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, you know, he can still be productive at age 40 or 41, however old he is. And, yeah, I'm curious to see what the offense does, you know. This team is older. They have older guys. Mm-hmm. You know, they're not getting any younger. So, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how they produce runs. And pitching, you know, you have some question marks with CC Sabathia. If he's going to be in a rotation or if he's going to come off the bench, you know, his pitching skills have diminished, you know, the last several years, and he had to go to rehab, you know, at the end of last year because of some issues with alcohol. So hopefully he's overcome that. But yeah, I mean, I'm curious to see how the pitching does. Tanaka can come back, be an ace that he showed last year. If Pineda can be consistent and be the second guy behind Tanaka, and it's going to be pretty much a toss-up, you know, after that between Nova, Sabathia, and who's the other pitcher on the Yankees roster? Who's that other one? I'm forgetting the name now.
Are you talking about Tanaka?
No, after Tanaka
Nova?
And Pineda. No, I said Nova already. It's going to be a toss-up between Nova. Eovaldi, there you go. Yeah, so between those guys, it's going to be a toss-up for the third, fourth, and fifth spot, you know, so we'll see. Well, actually, Pineda's it's going to be Tanaka 1, probably. Pineda's going to be 2. Yeah, it's going to be a toss-up for 3, 4, 5, you know. You also have Severino, you know, that's another guy. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see who gets those last 3 spots in the Yankees rotation, you know. But, yeah, a lot of question marks with the Yankees, you know. It's probably going to be a season filled with question marks. So, we're just going to have to see what happens. I mean, you know, we're not favored to go to World Series like the Mets are or the Royals. Right. So, you know, we're going to just have to see how it goes, you know.
You're 100% right. I mean, the Yankees have a talented team, but they have question mark due to injuries and age.
Yeah.
You know, you got Tanaka, who's very talented, but, you know, he's shown he's injury prone, you know. And, you know, they're going to need him to – they're going to need him to be an ace. They're going to need a Sabathia, who did bounce back late last year. I think they realized he put, like, a knee brace or so, and it helped him become a better pitcher. You know, down the stretch, but unfortunately for him, just before the championship drive into the playoffs, he admitted that he had a drinking problem, and, you know, rightfully so, he got rehab.
Yeah.
Which, you know, hopefully, you know, this will, you know, improve his life and, of course, his career also, secondary.
Yep.
So, you know, the best for CC.
Yeah, gonna have to see what happens.
And switching gears, the Knicks, you know, they snapped their 3-game losing streak. They defeated the Nets on Book and Robin Lopez's birthday.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, and Jaren Grant, he had 14 points. He had a pretty good game. And you know, basically the Knicks season's over. They're officially mathematically eliminated. You know, from postseason contention, another year in a row. And, you know, now the Knicks, after Carmelo suggested, it looks like they'll finally try to play the youth and see what they have. And Jaren Grant and other young guys going to have to take the bull by the horns and you know, try to show that they belong on this team for next season.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see, you know, because this team – you know, they need to add a few more pieces. You know, they're lacking. And they need to play better defense. Defense has not been there all season.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And another team in the Garden that's on the playoff hunt is the Rangers. They lost Saturday night by the final score 4-3. They're one win away from clinching a playoff spot. Lundqvist started the game, but he didn't have it. He gave up 3 goals on 9 shots. Ranta played better. I think he had 14 saves out of 15 attempts, something like that. So he was much better. The Rangers were losing 4-1 at one point. Matt Molson had proved his last goal proved to be the game winner. I forget. There was somebody on the other team that scored. Hello, Mac, you here? Mac, oh wait. Hello, Mac, you here?
Yep.
Yes, welcome back. Sorry about that, folks. Somehow we got cut off. But thank goodness we're back. We're back on the air. And back to like what I was saying, you know, the Rangers lost, you know, by this final score 4-3 to the Buffalo Sabres. And the Rangers are going to try to win Monday night to try to clinch. So, good luck to them. Excuse me. But, let me move on to WrestleMania before I get into Walking Dead quickly.
The big show.
Yes.
Not the wrestler.
Yeah. All right, let's get into it. Andre the Giant Battle Royal, Memorial Battle Royal. Who do you think is going to win?
Wow, that's a good one. Who's going to be in it again? What are some of the names that's going to be in it?
I think there's a bunch of people. I think Social Outcast is going to be there. I think Big Show's in there. Kane's in there. My pick is going to be, I think it's going to be Titus O'Neil. He's going to surprise people and go into it.
You think they're going to reward him for suspending him?
I think it's going to be a surprise pick we're not seeing. We're not expecting. So maybe it might be Titus O'Neil. Or Cesaro, or somebody like that. Somebody we're not expecting.
Right. Yeah, I agree with you. It might be someone like that. I don't know. I don't know who it might be. Big Show won it last year, didn't he?
Yeah, he sure did. I don't. Maybe even Mark Henry.
Maybe Kane. Who knows?
WrestleMania, yeah, you never know.
Yeah.
But let's, what about
or
the...
Bray Wyatt.
I don't know if Bray Wyatt's in this, though. I don't
oh,
think
he's not?
Because
he's not fighting tomorrow, is he? He's not in any match.
I don't think he has a match tomorrow.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Yeah, apparently Braun Strowman's in it, so maybe you might be right. Maybe Bray Wyatt might be in this, and I don't know. I'd have to research to find out who's in there.
Yeah.
What about the Kalisto versus Ryback United States Championship match?
Wow. This one's going to be a tough one, but I think Ryback's going to win it.
Yeah, I think Ryback's going to win it, too. I mean, I think his push has died down considerably.
Yep.
And I think this will spark a mini push for him. What about Total Divas versus Bad and Blonde?
Wow, that's another one.
Yeah, this one I could see go either way.
I think
Total
Divas
are
gonna win.
Yeah, I think Total Divas is gonna win too.
Yeah.
What about Dudley Boyz versus the Usos?
The Usos taking this one.
Me too. I want to see Dudley Boyz win, but I think Dudley Boyz are going to put the Usos over, similar to what they did with the Wyatt family.
Yeah.
All right. How about this? Intercontinental. Ladder match for the Intercontinental Championship. Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, Stardust, Dolph Ziggler, Miz, Ryder, and Sin Cara.
Wow. I want to see Sami Zayn. Then again, you know, I could see Dolph Ziggler winning it too.
Mm-hmm.
All our Dolph Ziggler. I'm going to go with Sami Zayn.
You know what? I'm gonna agree with you. I can see Kevin Owens winning it, but I think to cement the feud between him and Kevin Owens, I think Sami Zayn has to win it. So I think Sami Zayn will win it as well. All right. Let me see. New Day versus League of Nations. It's not a tag team match. It used to be a tag team match, but it's just basically a 4-3 handicap match. I'm picking League of Nations because the title's not on the line. New Day has nothing to lose except for WrestleMania, you know, a match, WrestleMania match. So I think League of Nations are going to win.
I'm going with New Day. You know, I think right now they have so much hype surrounding them. I don't see them losing right now. So I'm going to go with the New Day.
Well, I hope you're right. I hope New Day wins. But
yeah.
I think WWE is going to try to reignite League of Nations and try to spark something out of that, dare I say, like the League of Nations called them, that booty team. But we'll see what happens. AJ Styles versus Jericho. I'm picking AJ Styles to win again.
Yeah, I'm going with AJ. I think he's going to win.
No doubt about that. This would be his first WrestleMania match. And I think he'll have a similar effect to when Fandango beat him a few years ago, even though AJ Styles is a veteran, you know, from TNA, Ring of Honor, New Japan Wrestling, and all these other notable, you know, wrestling organizations prior to going to WWE. But yeah, I think AJ Styles will finally have his WrestleMania moment, and it will be capped off with a victory. What about Charlotte, Becky Lynch, and Sasha Banks, the lady who are attributed, along with Bayley, the current NXT Women's Champion. These women are considered the four horsewomen of the Diva Revolution. Who do they win between Charlotte, Becky Lynch, and Sasha Banks?
I see Sasha Banks pulling up the upset.
I think Sasha Banks will win as well.
You're
reading my mind. I think
the boss.
Yep, I think it's her moment to shine. Yeah, I think Charlotte will drop the title Becky Lynch, she's popular, but I think it is Sasha's time, you know. And as you saw in the Hall of Fame, Snoop Dogg, her real-life cousin, gave her a shout-out.
Yep.
I think it's her time to shine. All right. Dean Ambrose versus Brock Lesnar, no holds bar street fight.
Wow, this one is another one. But I think I'm going to go with Dean Ambrose on this one.
Yeah, I'm going with Dean. Even though my mind is telling me this should definitely be a Brock Lesnar victory, you know. I picked Brock Lesnar to lose to Undertaker, and he won. I picked him to lose to John Cena a few years ago for the title, and he won. And that's when he infamously suplexed John Cena 16 times. But yeah, even though my mind is telling me pick Brock Lesnar, I mean, I'm going with Dean Ambrose. I'm thinking WWE, once in a while, they're going to try to shock us and, you know, give us something we want to see. And
yeah,
hopefully Dean Ambrose, after he was, basically anointed by, Mick Foley with his infamous barbed wire baseball bat, and of course, Terry Funk, Mick Foley's mentor, with his chainsaw, you know, during his Chainsaw Charlie days, you know, during the Attitude Era with WWE. And, this might be one of Dean Ambrose's defining matches of his career with the WWE.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this show has the potential to steal the spotlight from the two major events that are coming up right now. That's going to come up later tonight. And one of them is Shane McMahon versus Undertaker, Hell in a Cell. And, of course, you remember the stipulation. If Shane wins, he gains control of Raw, and it will be Undertaker's last WrestleMania. So, therefore, Undertaker's career would be basically over. Here's my thought. I think Shane will win, but with Sting's interference. And if you were watching the WWE Network, Sting announced that, unfortunately, his career is over. He's going to hang it up. But I think Sting's going to get involved. Well, I guess it won't be officially a match since he retired, unless if it's a swerve. I think Sting will get involved, and he's going to help Shane win. And as a result, Shane will win control of Raw, and then Sting will stick it to the Authority yet again, and Undertaker will lose his career. But as a result of the deal, Sting convinced Shane to give Undertaker, you know, his job back, and then maybe, hopefully, fight him next year.
Yeah, I'm with you.
So you think Shane will win?
No. I agree with all the points except that I think Undertaker will win this match. It'll still be a good match. I mean, you saw that Shane McMahon still has it.
Oh yeah.
But I agree on your points there, but I don't think Shane will win this match, unfortunately.
Well, logically I would pick Undertaker hands down, but I think WWE might surprise us. I know I'm gonna be stupid. I'm gonna be Monday morning. I'm gonna be like, oh man, I should have went with the sure bet because WWE is usually predictable these past couple of years. But I don't know. It's WrestleMania. I'm hoping WWE could be a little creative, and hopefully, maybe Shane will win, and hopefully we'll get some interaction between Sting and Undertaker, and have a moment of Sting and Undertaker in the ring together, even though it's not officially a match.
Maybe.
We'll see.
We shall see.
But another thing, before I go on to the championship match, I think there's going to be a lot of interferences. I think Stone Cold's going to get involved too with the Undertaker match in the behalf of, I think Sting and Shawn and or St- Stone Cold will get involved in favor of Shane to stick it to the McMahons and, of course, the authority with Triple H. And speaking of the devil, Triple H versus Roman Reigns for the WWE Championship. Who you think will win? Here's what I was thinking this whole time. Roman Reigns will win. Triple H will drop the title to him. But now the wheels in my head are thinking, probably more so than the writers in WWE right now are doing. I think Triple H will win. Will use his number one contendership that he had ever since he lost to John Cena in WrestleMania 29. He beats Triple H, have that dream rematch that they've been hyping ever since last year's WrestleMania. Rock defeats Triple H, finally winning a title at WrestleMania, you know, a non-intercontinental title, but the championship match. Roman Reigns, in celebration with Rock, spears Rock, and that starts a feud between Rock and Roman Reigns, thus turning Roman Reigns heel and starting a feud with The Rock. If that doesn't happen, if that scenario does not happen, then I think Roman Reigns will win, as everybody assume he will. What do you think will happen?
I mean, your scenario sounds very entertaining, although I don't think it's going to happen that way, but, you know, it would be great to see it. But I think Roman Reigns is going to find a way to win this match.
Unfortunately, I think you're right. I would love to see my scenario happen. I mean, that would be the only time I would root for Triple H to win, to retain the title, if that happened.
Yeah.
But, nah, I think WWE is going to do the predictable thing, have Roman Reigns beat him, and then, you know, continue their path that they're on, basically.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, yeah, that's my thought. And, on the same night, later tonight, it's going to be the season finale of Walking Dead. And, there was a major character who was badly wounded, so we'll find out later tonight if this character is still alive or not. I think this character is still alive, but what do you think is going to happen?
I think someone major is going to die. I don't know, you know, there's been hints throughout the season on who it might be. Could be Carol, maybe Daryl, maybe Rick. You know, so I think someone major is going to die in this season finale.
I think it's going to be either Carol or Maggie, to be honest with you. I know the last week's episode, a major character got badly wounded, shot. And they're leaning towards him, this person dying, but I don't think this person's going to die later tonight. I think it'll be either Carol or Maggie. But we'll see what happens.
Yeah, definitely.
Any last words quickly?
Check out my show, iMac, Saturdays at 11. Come back here, check out Sports and Legend every Sundays at midnight.
All right, you heard the guy. Check out both shows. I want to thank you for listening to another episode of Sports and Legend. I'm William Ramos. I'm McCauley Matthew. And I'll see you guys next week. Peace.